Two former West Australian Liberal MPs have been outed in a corruption report as having visited a brothel in Japan. Phil Edmund and Brian Ellis weren't the focus of the Corruption and Crime Commission's report, though they are not accused of any illegal behaviour. The man who organised their visits is the person in the Triple C sites. His name is Craig Peacock, and until recently, he was WA's Trade Commissioner in Tokyo. From Perth, Eliza Borello reports.
Sex, soap and steak are words that repeatedly leap out of the most recent report of WA's Corruption and Crime Commission. It chronicles the life and times of Craig Peacock, a man who for years, according to the watchdog, wined and dined well at WA taxpayers' expense.
His corrupt behaviour over at least a decade has cost Western Australian taxpayers over $600,000 and counting.
That's John McKechnie, the Triple C Commissioner. His report details how Mr. Peacock, WA's former Trade Commissioner in Japan, spent years as a chief winemaster of an organisation called the Beef, Steak and Burgundy Club. Mr. Peacock never sought approval for the club role and over 2.5 years claimed more than $6,000 worth of expenses there. John McKechnie again.
The report tells a story of a lack of integrity and a sense of entitlement.
The report has also put two former WA Liberal MPs in an uncomfortable spotlight, Phil Edmund and Brian Ellis. No findings have been made against them, but a transcript of texts between Mr. Edmund and Mr. Peacock, voiced here by actors, has not impressed the state's current Liberals. It begins with Phil Edmund telling Mr. Peacock, who is a close friend of his, he wanted to spend his remaining electoral allowance on a trip to Tokyo.
Which means DSD can f*** themselves. No need for them to control. Need to spend some dollars ASAP.
Craig Peacock replied,
"Got the message, mate, and yes, we can do it. And yes, DSD."
Once in Japan, Mr. Edmund told Mr. Peacock he wanted to visit a geisha bar.
"The boys are sexually frustrated. Never had a Japanese honey before."
Adding,
"You're our best trade commissioner.
Leave it with me."
Yep.
And then Mr. Peacock promised to get a 74-year-old Japanese employee to source what he thought Mr. Edmund wanted.
"Okay, mate, I need to consult with Hashimoto on this, but he's ultra discreet. Nothing to worry about."
Phil Edmund and his then Liberal colleague Brian Ellis eventually spent $700 each at a so-called Soapland bathhouse in a red light district in Tokyo. John McKechnie says they're both adamant the money was spent on traditional massages.
"They have insisted no sex was involved."
Phil Edmund told the commission most of the texts were not serious and were, quote, "just boys being boys." Brian Ellis denies any knowledge of the messages. But the WA Liberal leader, Mike Nahan, says the men have violated the standard of behaviour expected of MPs.
"It was inappropriate behaviour and actually inappropriate words and comments."
The WA government sacked Craig Peacock last month, has frozen his assets and expects police will now get involved. AM tried contacting him without success, and calls to Phil Edmund and Brian Ellis were not returned.
Eliza Borello reporting.